AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. The show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with business coaching and consulting services, training classes, and small business resources, connections, and tools. For a free 30-minute On the Edge consultation, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. The Business on the Edge team is always working hard to bring you an entertaining show, great guests, business resources, professional development, resources that inspires your business and professional growth. And as always, you can dial in into the show and get your questions on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. The art of communication is the language of leadership. And that's a quote by James Humes. I kind of like that. The art of communication is the language of leadership. And we're going to talk a little bit about communication, public relations, and dig into some interesting places tonight. So we're going to be a little bit on the edge tonight. We try to, you know, we're on the edge for a reason. So I hope you enjoy some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. My on the edge challenge question tonight is, do you know that public relations is downright, absolutely, as a matter of fact, smart business, especially in today's economy, in today's world? You have to utilize public relations. You have to utilize these tools that are available to us in today's economy, today's situation. You know, before I get into our public relations little talk here, I want to talk about a speaking engagement I did yesterday, and I get, every year I do maybe about 3 pro bono speaking engagements, and I'm thinking about extending that, because, you know, there's such a, you know, sometimes you just need to help people. Sometimes you just need to, you need to be somewhere that you think you can't be and just get there. And I wasn't expected to speak at this particular place. They reached out to us. It's the San Jose Conservation Core. It's a charter school for at-risk young people who did not finish high school. They got into some sort of trouble. It could be gang-related. It could be drugs. It could be pregnancy. It could be having been incarcerated. And so my schedule opened up, and I was able to, you know, reevaluate that and says, hey, why don't we go and do this speaking engagement? And so I got to speak to 150 17 and a half to 25-year-old at-risk young people who, and what was fascinating to me about this, and the reason I'm sharing this is, first, I just didn't know that schools like this existed, to be quite honest. After high school, you kind of think, you know, you go get your GED from college, and there's these places that, like this conservation corps, where they, you know, they help clean up the cities and recycle and just some really, really cool things. And so I didn't know that this type of school existed. And so I walk in, and you know, I when I opened up to speak to them, I said, you know, I said, I'm angry. I said, why are you guys here? You know, and really pressing in to help them think about how they got there, and that there's some different choices. And not angry at them, but the situation, or maybe the way that they were raised, maybe the community, but we just have to do better than that. And so it was a real great opportunity to speak to them yesterday, and to deliver hope to them. Some of them may be listening tonight, so I want to, and if you are listening tonight, I'm proud of you. You know, they do not have to go to this school. It is by choice. And so if you saw these kids in a mall or something, you would probably mislabel them and think the worst. But there are kids out there that maybe they don't look like you, and maybe they're not doing what your kids are doing. My son had a very different experience. And so he's not the norm for young black male. And so and that's how we were able and fortunate to raise him that way. But you know, we have to help our kids, our youth, our young people, and of all races, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Indian, you know, we just need to participate in maybe sometimes being a part of something that we don't think we can be a part of from, you know, at times. And so I just want to say and salute to the San Jose Conservation School, Charter School. You're doing a great job. If any of the young people are listening, I'm proud of you. Keep doing it. You can be great. You can do great things on purpose and with a purpose. So you just do what you need to do and make the choices that you need to make, and that there's someone out there and out here that's rooting for you. So I just kind of wanted to share that because, you know, my week is interesting, and so a lot of things, you know, I get to do. One of the other things that I like to do, there's three publications that I like to get every year, and that's number one is I love seeing Fortune Magazine's top 100 companies to work for. By far, that's one of my best. The 2013 publication is out, and so for those of you that follow this little tool or this little Fortune magazine, and they published this in February, the 2013 companies to work for. Now, not only that, there's 65,000 jobs ready to be filled, and so that's kind of exciting. So if you get the magazine or you go online and you get the magazine, you can certainly look and see. But guess who's number one? Like, if you follow this information, you know that number one is Google. Google has been number one for the last 4 years in a row. Google and SAS are, they're killing me. They are, you know why they're number one and number two? It's because they treat their employees so well. They have one of the lowest turnover rates, employee turnover rates, you know, in the nation. You know, SAS in 2011, I think their turnover rate, voluntary employees quitting, was like 2%. You know, and here's some of the things that they did. Like Google, they gave away 100,000 hours of free massages last year just to take care of their employees. And so I'm going to go through some of these different companies so you know what's going on out there. Google, definitely go out to Google. And if you're looking for a job, you know, and you want to know the perks, do your homework, is go to Life at Google, because you can definitely, if you can get in Google, you know, now, just so you know, you do have to, you know, work. They will work you, but it is worth the perks because they have some great perks. SAS has great perks. SAS is known for its how well they treat their customers as employees as well. They are fantastic. And so we have to think about how we're treating our employees. You know, a few weeks ago I talked about business owners who don't appreciate their employees. And I talked about how what managers think that employees want and what employees really want. And like at the top of the list, it wasn't more money. It was a thank you, appreciation for a job well done. So, you know, we need to think about some of the things that are going on out there. So who else made the list this year? Let's see. DreamWorks Animation. I have to, just because my son's an animator, I have to mention DreamWorks Animation, number 12 on the list. And, you know, I always have to, when I look at this list, I always have to draw back to, like, who's 100? You know, like, if you're 101, it just doesn't count. You don't make the, so who's number 100 on the list for the Fortune? So I'll get to that in just a second. But so who else do we have? Salesforce.com. Salesforce, fantastic. I love Salesforce. We use their tools. Data.com, we love Chatter. And so I think we're going to see them climb up on the list. In fact, they're 19 this year on the list. And then Intuit, fantastic small business problem solver in terms of accounting. So Intuit is number 22. And for those of you that are small businesses out there, Intuit has a contest going on. So go online, go to Love a Local Business, and, you know, it's like three easy steps, and they're going to start giving out these $5,000 grants. And so all you got to do is get people to vote for your small business and love it, and you can win $5,000. And they've been doing this for the last few years. This is a fantastic contest. It is really great for small businesses to be able to get some capital that you can infuse into your company. Maybe you can use it for marketing or, you know, whatever, you know, pay some contractors, get some signage for your company. Cisco Systems. Cisco is on the list, the 100 list. You know, Cisco gets a bad rap. Cisco is like known for just working, you know, as long as you're breathing, they're gonna put you to work. And as long as you're doing the work, they'll keep stacking it up. They have a really, really, you know, that crack your whip kind of thing. But they're number 42 on the list. Deloitte's on the list. New York City. Awesome, awesome stuff. You know what I thought was interesting on the list is American Express. Some of these people, think about what they're doing. Cisco, what are they doing? 95% of workers take advantage of the flex options. You know, that's becoming really popular, flexible work, flexible hours, working at home, things like that. The fact that, and here's what an employee said, the fact that I am given so much flexibility makes me want to go above and beyond. And that's at Cisco. And whoever said that, Cisco will absolutely let you go above and beyond and then some, because they certainly have the reputation for it. But American Express, you know, I like talking about things that, well, we're not always comfortable talking about, or people get kind of uncomfortable about certain topics like race, like, you know, women in business versus men in business, and religion in business, and just these topics, like we're so, you know, we live in this society like we just can't say, and Business on the Edge is probably the most politically incorrect program that you'll probably tune into. So I don't purpose to be politically correct. I just purpose to just kind of have conversations. But American Express, 51 on the top 100 best companies to work for. And get this, the financial services giant announced a restructuring for 2013, but it is still prized for the diversity and 16 employee networks for religious affiliations and other groups. Now, how about that? Now, I've never seen that. You know, so we have a society, and we have a world, and we live in a nation that is transforming and that is changing, and we need to be mindful that there's different types of people out there, different things going on. We got Intel at 68, Whole Food Markets at 71. If you need a job, they got 68,000 jobs. We're getting ready to go to a commercial, and we're going to come back with our guest. It's going to be really exciting today. Number 100, CH2M Hill made the list. Congratulations to those that made the 100 top companies to work for. 68,000 jobs out there. Somebody go get them. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
And we're brought to you by Garmin. Still big time delays on that Sunol grade. Northbound 680 just past 237 heading up the hill to Vallecetos. It is solid stop and go. Southbound Landes slow towards Berryessa. 880 delays. Northbound is much better now on the San Jose side of 101. But north of 101, you'll find the slow off and on into Fremont towards Auto Mall Parkway. And then some more slow stuff from Thornton heading all the way to 238. Southbound 101, it's a right shoulder crash near the San Tomas Expressway. Slow from there down to Oakland Road. Southbound 280, a little sluggish in Los Altos. And then again, slow Meridian to 10th. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. And for more traffic, it's SigAlerts.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
While Congress didn't throw us off the fiscal cliff at one time, they seem content in lowering us incrementally. Payroll tax increases, debt ceiling increases, less money in our pockets. Your paycheck tells the story. Congress is still bickering. That never seems to end. But what does that all mean for you and your family, your investment savings, and retirement planning? Hi, I'm Pat Petucci. As an independent financial advisor, I can help you determine how well prepared your investments are as the government reaches further into your pocket. It's not an easy financial world anymore. As an independent advisor with 15...
Everybody has to pay taxes. Even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day, even they have to pay taxes.
Registered Investment Advisor. Petucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate, unrelated companies.
Grow your business. Create alliances. Collaborate with peers. Network with a diverse group of businessmen and women every month. These are just a few of the reasons to attend the next EveryCircle.com event mixer. EveryCircle.com is the premier networking group in the Bay Area. EveryCircle.com hosts mixers, educational seminars, dinners, expos, and much more. Their events are always well attended, and they help you make great business connections. You don't want to miss the opportunities to grow your business and connections through EveryCircle.com. Mark your calendar for the Silicon Valley Spring Business and Technology Mixer, Thursday, April 18th from 6 till 9 p.m. at Beshoff Infinity, 2198 Tully Road and Capital Expressway in San Jose. That's Thursday, April 18th from 6 till 9 p.m. AM 1220 KDOW will be there. Will you? Go to KDOW.biz to register for the next mixer, Thursday, April 18th, and sign up for future EveryCircle.com events.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up too tonight.
Welcome back to Business Financial with Margaret Jackson. We're talking about a little bit about public relations. I've talked about in the first segment the top 100 most companies, best companies to work for here in the United States. And one of the reasons I shared this because of the topic tonight is this, you know, getting published in a magazine, that's public relations, that's important. If you can get into your company in some sort of place where it continues to build your brand equity. And we'll kind of weave this in throughout the show. But I want to bring on a guest. And this is a very special guest. And I think it's interesting in terms of the way that our community is growing and going into business. And Barbara Wintrouble is and has been named one of the most influential Christian women in the nation. And she is experienced in Christian ministry. She is a certified life coach and is a owner of a business coaching company called Breakthrough Business Network. And she has an executive network as well as a successful direct sales business. Barbara, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, Margaret. It's great to be with you tonight.
Absolutely. We appreciate you coming in. Barbara, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I wear a lot of hats, but it keeps life interesting. But I believe that one of the main things that I do is I try to help people reach the destiny for which they were created, because I believe that every person in the earth has a destiny, has a purpose that they are supposed to fulfill. I tell people we're not here just to breathe in and breathe out and then get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the joys of my life is helping people reach the destiny, reach their goals, their dreams, their purposes, because we live in a world that so often is negative and tries to hold people down. And so I just get a great delight in seeing people break out of that and break into where they need to be and go farther than really they ever dreamed they would be able to do.
That's fantastic. And by the way, for those who are listening, Barbara is actually located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so she's calling in from Dallas. You know, from time to time, we like to talk to guests around the nation. We are a nationwide program. And so let's talk a little bit about what we don't usually hear on secular radio in terms of business and faith and religion. We're seeing today in churches that they're adding these business networking groups, these CEO groups. Why do you think we are seeing this emergence of services to parishioners, to church communities? What's going on there? Is there something that we need to know about, that there is this something going on between business and faith?
I really believe there is, Margaret. I believe we're coming into an understanding that business people are very influential in the world, and that their faith helps them to be better business people. It's interesting, a number of years ago now, I was holding my first marketplace conference, and the very month that we held that conference, Fortune magazine, on the cover of their magazine that month, the title was Faith in the Workplace.
Right.
And it was real interesting. All of the people that they interviewed for this article were not Christian, but they all basically said the same thing, that being a person of faith helped them to be a better person, a more successful person out in the workplace. It helped them deal with stress and so many of the things that they had to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And so I believe that churches now are beginning to understand that people that are out in the workplace have a definite assignment on their lives, and that we need to prepare them to be the right kind of people, to be people of excellence, people of integrity, people with good morals out in the workplace. It's not just what happens inside church walls. That's just the equipping place, so that we can send them out into the workplace and they can be a positive influence in what is many times a very negative world.
Absolutely. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit more with Barbara in regards to business and faith in the workplace. And also, we're going to bring in Justin Bliss for that weekly Auto Body Bliss tip. Bliss Saturday is tomorrow, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. We'll start out in the South Bay. Still some real sore spots out there on 101. It's slow from the Great America Parkway down towards McKee, and southbound 880 jamming at the Montague Expressway down to 101. 680 and 880 still northbound heavy delays. Sunol grade from Jacklin all the way up to Vallecetos, and north 880 from right about Dixon Landing Road. It stays slow up into Fremont past Stevenson, and then again very slow right about Dakota Road heading towards 92 and 238 San Leandro. Southbound 101 at University, look out for a right shoulder crash. It's causing a minor delay. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. And for more traffic, SigAlert.com.
Untreated tooth decay and gum disease may create problems that are irreversible. After all, gum disease is often painless at first, so don't avoid a dental visit because of anxiety and stress. It's important that you contact a dentist that will help you care for one of your most valuable assets, your smile. Call Dr. Shirley Behan today. The key to great dental health is preventative care. For more information and a free consultation, call 510-790-8800. 510-790-8800.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m., part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
What's a good exercise, family-friendly and guaranteed to get you on your feet? If you guessed a skating rink, you guessed right. Redwood Roller Rink is fun for the whole family. Redwood Roller Rink has been serving the Bay Area for over 50 years. Every Tuesday is family night. Take lessons from certified instructors or throw a great party in a fun family atmosphere. Get a $50 gift certificate for just $25. For details, click the half-off deal at kdow.biz.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, the curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
It's another Black Wednesday.
Join us for Off the Cuff with Rob Black and Friends,
a no-host casual networking mix
where you can mingle with top professionals in the world of money and business. Some of Rob's friends include respected pros in the fields of real estate, investing, money managers, entrepreneurs, techies, and more.
Black Wednesday, Off the Cuff with Rob Black and Friends, Wednesday, May 1st at Menlo Grill at the Stanford Park Hotel. We'll see you there Wednesday, May 1st.
Black Wednesday, Off the Cuff with Rob Black and Friends from AM 1220 KDOW.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Rocking and rolling on Business on Edge. Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business coach. Public relations is one of the most valuable strategies in today's business world. Why? Because the marketplace is overwhelmingly competitive, and having a PR plan can give you the edge needed. And, you know, I have some tips to go on with that. You know, when we think about public relations, we typically think about press releases. But, you know, it's a communications plan, and, you know, we have so many different tools that would allow us to, like a strategic communications plan. These are points, you know, such as media relations, social media, events, trade shows, community relationships, speaking engagements, circulating top executives around, you know, some of the other things that you can do. And incidentally, you don't have to be a business owner to operate and utilize public relations. This is a great way to climb the corporate ladder, you know, award submissions, you know, win something. You know, I have a customer that will be submitting their company for a couple of industry awards this year. They're a great company. They should win an award, and the only way that you can win it is to get in it. And then, of course, press releases. You know, if you have a great story and you know a press release is not a pitch for your product, it's not a sales pitch, but it's newsworthy. And so if you can do a great story and there's something going on with your business, let consumers know, let the public know. There's so many different things, so many wonderful things that PR, and PR is really, you know, a lot of things that you can do is relatively inexpensive if you're a small business. Small businesses don't really have the financial arsenal that, you know, larger businesses have, mid-sized businesses, and even those stronger small businesses, maybe, you know, closer to the 500 employee point. But just food for thought. Really quick, we're going to bring in Justin Bliss. Justin Bliss is our neighborhood body shop expert. Hi, Justin. How are you tonight?
Fantastic. Thank you, Margaret.
You are ready for Bliss Saturday tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got all the cars lined up, getting ready to come out. You know, we love
our classic
cars.
I need a classic car. What do you recommend? I think I should do like maybe a old Stingray or a Carmageddon or something.
You're talking dollars on the Stingray. The Carmageddon might be a little bit more affordable, but hey. You got it. Let's do it.
You would presume that I wouldn't have the resources to get are you kidding? Really?
I wouldn't presume that, but I don't even have it, and it's an expensive investment.
You know, okay, so what is your Bliss tip?
I tell you, you know, we're Auto Body Bliss is always concerned with your safety, and, I mean, safety, where do we begin, right?
Right.
Constantly concerned, what you see on the roadways, is people with worn-out tires, blown-out tires. And, I mean, good tires save lives, period.
Mm-hmm.
Tire wear and tire blowouts unexpectedly can be caused from inflation, whether it be too low or too high.
Right.
And temperature, the weather, has a lot to do with that. So you do need to adjust the PSI of your tires regularly, depending on the weather, whether it's hotter or colder out. Although, you know, in Northern California, you should always, North America, it's the law that tires are required to be sold with wear bars, which are molded into them, so you can clearly tell when it's time to buy new tires or not.
Right, right. Wow. You know, Bliss Saturday is tomorrow, so you do not want to miss that. That's 2029 Old Middlefield Way. Pick up your free list of Bliss tips tomorrow and enjoy the food, festivities, music. And for those of you that love classic cars, bring them out and showcase them at Bliss Saturday. Justin will be there answering any questions. They do complimentary car assessments. Justin, I appreciate you coming in and calling in. And www.autobodybliss.com. We'll see you tomorrow at Bliss Saturday, Justin.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to a break. We will be back with our show guest, Barbara Wintrouble. Stay tuned. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. The metering light's still on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Look for some slow there from the 880 overcrossing onto the incline, and then some loose stretches there moving out through the tunnel into San Francisco. It's heavy on the Skyway getting to the lower deck, but the North 101 portion leaving the city has thinned out. You will find some East 80 delays. It's a new accident for Milpitas in the South Bay. Southbound 680 before 237. Left lane is reportedly blocked there. Traffic has been slow from Landes. Northbound 680 still just past 237 all the way up towards Vallecitos Road. Very, very slow on the Sunol grade. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates.
Hello, Barbara.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm gonna go ahead and take you through to the end of the show. So, in the last segment of the show, I usually ask the show guests what advice would they give to the audience. So I'll do something like that and take about a minute and share what you would share with the radio audience.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we have the next segment is 8 minutes, and then the segment after that would be the last segment, which is about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in a second.
Thank you.
Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0 right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
In this complex and challenging financial environment, it's important to find a financial services company that you can trust. Pure Financial Advisors, a registered investment advisor, is not your typical financial planning company. Their CFP board-certified advisors are salaried employees who are never compensated by the sale of financial products or commissions. Pure Financial Advisors are also accredited investment fiduciaries who are legally obligated to act in your best interest and avoid conflicts of interest. This fiduciary standard is provided to you in writing. Pure Financial Advisors is a transparent model, so every penny of revenue generated from you or your accounts is fully disclosed and reported to you. There are no hidden fees or costs. You can access your accounts and documents 24/7 on your own personalized website. It's your money and your wealth. Call Pure Financial Advisors today for your free one-hour consultation and experience the pure difference. 888-99-GOALS. That's 888-994-6257 or purefinancial.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking business. We're talking business and faith. We're talking PR. We do have an offer for you tonight. We want to make sure that you get that. Safety First Driving School is now serving San Jose, Milpitas, Fremont, and Hayward. Services include 3 2-hour lessons. 6 hours are required by law if under the age of 17 and a half. Free pickup, drop-off in any of the cities listed. Call for more information at 510-329-2415. That's 510-329-2415. Or visit their website at www.alwaysthinksafetyfirst.com. And you mention Business on the Edge and receive $45 off the fee. And if you need per-lesson payments, they are available. Again, call for an appointment at 510-329-2415. Or go and visit their website at www.alwaysthinksafetyfirst.com. I like those guys. And before I forget, I have a birthday, and I want to just say happy birthday to Coach Ida Hardy. It is her birthday today. She is an inspirational coach. She works with corporations and companies with regards to loss and job loss. And so I just wanted to, we had her on the show back in December. So she gave some real insight and great words in regards to, you know, we just had the tragedy with our kids there on the East Coast. So happy birthday to you. I hope you're enjoying your day and taking the day off. Let's go back to our guest, Barbara Wintrouble from Dallas, Texas, life coach, business coach, named as one of the most influential Christian women in the country. I want to talk about business and faith. And Barbara, one of the other questions that I have for you, and you mentioned earlier in one of our earlier segments that, you know, that faith changes how someone does their job. And now I've seen from time to time that Christians have not always had the best reputation in the workplace. You know, maybe reading their Bible on the job or praying when they should be working and it's not a break. What would you say to some of those dynamics that make it kind of awkward in the workplace?
That's a very good question, Margaret. And I believe that some of this is going to take place as we coach, mentor, train people in the workplace, because sometimes they get excited about their faith, and sometimes they can be a little overbearing and wanting to share that with other people. But one of the things I tell business people is your employer is not paying you to read your Bible and pray. They're paying you to work. And we need to be good examples out in the business world, out in the workplace, so that people will somehow want what we have, not resist it. Right. And I think sometimes we just have not maybe coached these people and taught them some of the right protocol for what they're doing. It's one thing if you're on a lunch break or something like that, but I encourage people, be the best employee that company has, so that they see something in you that they want. And so I think some of it, like I say, comes with just some training and some teaching. Another thing is, too often, it's sad to say, but not everyone who says that they're a person of faith actually walks out that faith. Mm-hmm. One thing to say, I believe a certain way, or it's another thing to walk it out. If we say we believe that we're supposed to be people of integrity, then we need to walk in integrity. If we say we're people who believe in good morals, then we need to live lives of good morality. So I think that this is an area that we need to be aware of. We need to train and equip our people so that they have a good reputation, not a bad reputation.
Absolutely, absolutely. Those are great words to live by, wise words to live by. Our phone lines are open. You can call in and ask Barbara any questions that you would like at 800-516-1220. That's 800-516-1220. Barbara, what's your website? How can people get connected to you?
One of the ways they can connect with me is through our Breakthrough Business Network website. It's just www.breakthroughbusinessnetwork.com. Breakthroughbusinessnetwork.com.
Okay. Okay. So now I agree with you in terms of making sure that you're making the right choices on the job so that way you're not bringing the wrong example into the workplace. And I think our listeners tonight can appreciate some of the things that you're saying tonight. Now you have a business networking group. Tell us about your business networking group. You have an executive group, and is it two different groups? Give us a little bit more information
about
that.
The executive network group is part of a Christian group. It's made up of leaders in the body of Christ, in the church, all over. And I oversee that group sort of like a pastor does a church, except I'm overseeing leaders. So we have that. Then we have another networking group called Business Owners for Christ International. The website for that is www.bofci.com, Business Owners for Christ International. And this is another way that we can bring people together, help them to find other business people,
sure,
other people out in the workplace who are people of faith, and that we can help train and teach them in some of these areas, helping them to understand their assignment in the earth and that they're put here to fulfill a special purpose in the earth. We also provide times for them just to get together, meet others. We talk about how do we implement this in our lives. So we have some discussion groups. And then we have people who are available at the end of our meetings to help pray for them. Those who want prayer can get it. And we bring together people out of lots of different backgrounds, mostly Christian backgrounds, but Catholics, Presbyterians, Lutherans, people from all different religious backgrounds to help them get to know one another, strengthen,
right,
encourage them, and help them to deal with the issues that they have to deal with each day.
Right. We're going to go to a break. And so this is really good stuff to keep a balance that, you know, religion is not going to go away in the workplace. Sexual orientation is not going to go away in the workplace. All of these different dynamics, race, women in the workplace, it's not going to go away. And so we have to have these discussions. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. The metering light's still on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Look for some slow there from the 880 overcrossing onto the incline, and then some loose stretches there moving out through the tunnel into San Francisco. It's heavy on the Skyway getting to the lower deck, but the North 101 portion leaving the city has thinned out. You will find some East 80 delays. It's a new accident for Milpitas in the South Bay. Southbound 680 before 237. Left lane is reportedly blocked there. Traffic has been slow from Landes. Northbound 680 still just past 237 all the way up towards Vallecitos Road. Very, very slow on the Sunol grade. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And for more traffic, it's SigAlerts.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial at 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0 right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We have some training classes coming up. Business on the Edge has launched more training classes. We've been doing them. We've been doing workshops, seminars, webinars. And I'm seeing a lot of need for small businesses, business professionals to have training that affordable, low cost. You know, not everyone can spend $199 for a class or $400, American Marketing Association can be a little bit expensive. And so we kind of have the idea that we can bring you high-end information. We know that we bring that expertise, but how do we make sure anyone can access it or make it accessible for anyone? Kind of, and this might be a bad analogy, but, you know, most anyone can go to Target and Walmart, you know, that's just the way it is. And so we want it to be affordable. We want you to be able to get the tools you need to build your business, to build your arsenal. And so we have a couple of training classes coming up this month. Extreme Social Media Marketing Training Class on April 22nd, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. This is an advanced training on the top social media networking sites and what it costs to have extreme results. Now, we'll talk a little bit about what social media is and then the networking part of social media, because there's a clear definition of what that is. It's not just social networking. And then we have small business startup training. What now? Learn the basics of small business ownership and receive our kit of startup tools to get your business on the right track after you complete the class, April 29th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. These classes are only $45. If you call and register, we're going to give you a discount. We want you to get these classes. We are filling up. We're excited about that. But get in. Call 408-990-5854. And Vanessa's standing by. And if you say you heard it here on Business on the Edge, she will give you the discount for the class. Before we get out of here tonight, Barbara, can you give us what's your best advice for the faith-based community in the workplace? What's the best advice that you could give them in our audience to encourage them about, you know, really having a healthy balance in the workplace?
I believe that the best advice I could give them is to find a coach, find a mentor, find someone who can help you, someone who has walked that path before you, someone who knows the things that you're dealing with, so that they can be able to steer you. One of the things I tell people all the time is no one gets to their destiny alone. It takes others. And so don't be afraid to surround yourself or connect yourself with someone or a group that will help you to have the wisdom to know how to walk this walk, mm-hmm. because your destiny is for success, not for failure. And so sometimes there's some things we can avoid, things we need to be aware of. And so we need others in our lives to help us to be able to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Barbara. We look forward to having you back on the show. Maybe we'll come out to Dallas and do a live show with you. That would be fun. We kind of want to hop around to different nations and countries and places and cities to kind of bring Business on the Edge out there in your neck of the woods and find out what's going on in Dallas, what's going on in Illinois and these different places. So we'll have to connect with you again. We'd love to have you back. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And we're going to get out of here. And we thank you for listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Tune in next week.